Proclamation number 4854 of 9th of March, 1950. Blind guides. Preventing the truth. Arrogance. The fact that people are kept in the darkness of the spirit is clearly recognizable by the fact that even the leaders do not seek the light but feel comfortable in the darkness and thus do not strive to bring light to those entrusted to them. They could well do so, just as anyone can stand in the light who only earnestly wants to do so. And so the leaders also have the possibility to awaken the spirit within themselves, which now imparts brightest light to them and chases away the darkness. But free will is needed for this act of awakening the spirit, and this is lacking. And therefore both the blind and spirit as well as the leaders grope in darkness, and the latter are even guilty of neglecting their actual office as teachers if they themselves are not serious enough about the truth and therefore are not able to be a teacher to their fellow human beings. They could very easily acquire the missing knowledge if they would listen to what is required to attain the truth from God. But they remain within the self-created limits of their knowledge. They shut themselves off from every ray of light which would like to penetrate the boundary. They also deny the light bearer's entrance and are therefore ignorant through their own fault and yet full of arrogance towards those who stand in knowledge and in truth. The fact that they themselves do not see is their own harm, for one day they will have to answer for the way they behaved against God's grace, who wanted to help them to the right knowledge. But they increased their guilt by their behavior towards their fellow human beings, to whom they should serve as guides. They also withhold the truth from them, which they could very well distribute if they themselves had the will for truth. For the firm will also guarantees the supply of truth, because God helps everyone to realization who desires it. People are kept in ignorance and do not release themselves from the power which controls them. They voluntarily bow to the laws against which they have the right and the duty to rebel, because the laws are not given by God but concern His kingdom. There are not earthly measures enacted by earthly legislators which prevent people from recognizing the truth, but laws were enacted as sanctioned by God which prohibit a free search for truth insofar as people are obliged to believe in doctrines under threat of eternal punishments which, however, every thoughtful person would have to reject. This deprives people of their freedom of faith and thus also blocks the path to truth. People remain blind in spirit as long as they respect these laws, which is also made their duty. People are preached obedience to God, to His laws which, however, are not God's laws and therefore God does not demand that obedience which lets people remain in spiritual darkness. For this reason He will again and again try to enlighten people and send bearers of truth into their path, and blessed is He who gives ear to them and sets Himself free from those who want to make His will unfree. Blessed is he who seeks to give himself light. It will become bright in him, the light of knowledge will shine for him, and he will be able to be a right guide for his fellow human beings who likewise carry the desire for truth within themselves and therefore come closer to God than those whose will is bound by blind guides. Amen.